right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, what better way to pick a game to play than to rifle through the various components of games? What I have here is just a big old bucket of board game pieces, Gary.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Like, you went to a Goodwill and just kind of shuffled them all.
Yep. I just grabbed all the, just grabbed all the loose pieces that fell out of the boxes that were literally falling apart.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So like we've got the just some Trivial Pursuit pies, both the little frames and the pieces. We've got, I think I see like Risk Cavalry. Yeah, there's an artillery. Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, that dog from Monopoly.
Yeah.
That's the size of a car. Like that brutally huge dog.
That Cujo. That's the
The absolute riding dog that goes around and buys and sells properties.
Uh-huh.
In my nightmares, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that dog. Sorry, I got evicted by a dog.
Yeah, nightmare real estate mogul, the dog, you know?
Yeah.
Giant cat.
Yeah, there's a little, I think I see a little bird in there from Wingspan. There's some newer stuff in there.
Nice.
So I'm just going to have you take a plunge in there, and what you pull out is going to form the basis of what we play.
Sounds great. Let me just stick my hand in this thrift store pile.
Yeah. You really should have asked for gloves.
You know, at this point, I feel like they're making our society weak.
Okay.
All right. I want to build up the germs, you know? Like, when I was a kid, we used to go outside and, like, eat dirt and run around and piss. And, that's how we didn't get sick.
When I was a kid, the playgrounds didn't have rubber. They were made of rocks.
They were made of rocks, and it hurt really bad. That's true, and I fell once and got a rock lodged in my skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm also used to root around in dirt and got sick more than anyone I ever did. Like, all of those things that they say around here. So I maybe should have worn gloves, but for the purposes of this bit, I didn't. And, look at this.
Oh, it's a little house. Look.
It's a house from Monopoly's.
Yeah. Monopoly, very overrepresented thrift store board game stuff.
Oh, it's because everyone sells it.
Oh, yeah.
They make infinite copies, and it's a bad board game.
Yeah.
Even if you use the rules as intended. Don't come at me with that shit. I know that if you auction, it goes faster. It's still not a fun board game.
Ma'am, how is house going to become a... Oh, game computer.
Oh.
There's a House MD DS game?
Ah, the Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
Hugh Laurie. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, 70s rock with less talk. Coming up next, Neil Young is looking for a heart of gold at KABJ 97.9.
I wanna leave. Okay.
Old man.
He was 24 when he wrote that.
I'm a little guy. My name's Neil Young. And I'm Nemo Phillips. We've got voices.
I am a child.
Oh, you are.
God.
Hello, Neil Young.
Neil Young, at age 24, buying a ranch that came with a man and then writing a song about the man who came with the ranch. Old man, look at my life. Everybody is looking at your life, Neil.
I got a ranch. I went and bought something with all my money. Fuck you, Nash. Fuck you, Stills.
Crosby, you're cool.
Crosby, you're all right. You can come over to my house of gold.
Oh my God. 70s rock. This is a cool pick. Saw some screenshots. People post about games on Twitter as a thing, and I take a little screenshot every time. I was like, oh, that might be an Abject Suffering. I was going back through all of my screenshots trying to find, like, just categorize things, because that's just the way that I take notes. And I saw I saw the screenshot from this, and I was like, oh shit, how have we not talked about the House MD video game?
The reason why I haven't brought it up is because I've never seen House.
Gotcha.
I know of House.
Mm-hmm.
I know, here's what I know about House.
Okay.
He limps.
Right.
Like, he walks with a cane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a meme about whether something is or is not lupus.
Right.
And he is really, really a huge jerk, but he gets results. It's like a 70s cop show, but with a cop.
Right.
Or with a doctor.
He plays real fast and loose with the rules.
And medical ethics.
Yeah. He commits any number of offenses, which would any hospital where he worked would have to pay billions of dollars in malpractice insurance.
Yes.
And also like weird racism and sexual harassment lawsuits too. Because this is a show from the 2000s.
Yes. That was basically my understanding of it. And being vaguely associated with the TV show Bones as well, which I think was around the same time.
Yeah.
I just didn't end up watching. You know, I guess maybe I don't like medical dramas. It doesn't seem like something I don't like, but I've never been taken by one.
I've never seen a full episode of the program House. I had mostly seen just highlights that people pulled of just really out of pocket sequences. House's jokes that are just incredibly harsh. But like
he's real mean.
He's incredibly mean. Yeah.
He's a reverse placebo.
Yeah.
Like it's this nocebo idea that he's a nocebo. If you're going to be happy, you know, it's going to help in recovery. House would like to prevent that.
Right. House is here to tear you down at the molecular level.
You ever seen a house that could tear you down?
Yes, once.
Just once. That's House.
Yeah.
For you. But it's wild. There's a video game for it, and it's wild what it is and what it isn't.
Right.
What it isn't is Trauma Center.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I would expect it to be.
And what it is is a mini game collection it's a mini game collection where each episode follows the arc of an episode of the show. So like House is a medical drama that is actually at its heart a mystery show. Like every episode follows the same format where somebody comes in, you know, with this kind of outrageous malady. And Dr. House is this, you know, crack diagnostician, right? And whatever, you know, it's like, okay, we have our first guest and we treat him for that. But then, oh no, they're having a seizure. What's wrong? And then we have to go and do detective work in order to figure out what it actually is, usually exposing some lie that the patient is telling.
Those wily patients.
Yes, those wily patients always lying.
If there's
to
ever
you.
A show, we really need a show that encourage, you know, doctors should probably treat what patients say with a lot more skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all say believe doctors, you know, but really we need to be saying believe doctors.
We all say believe patients, really need to be saying believe doctors. Yes.
Only believe doctors.
Yeah. So as a patient, it is a game of cat and mouse between you and the person who is ethically bound to make you better.
love to just play a little game here.
Yeah. I didn't think that this was terrible, actually. For being like a casual like mom game where a lot of it is like hidden object finding, right?
Yeah, I don't think that it was necessarily terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get as far into it as maybe, you know, coulda.
Yeah.
Got into it just through time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff the way that worked out. But yeah, I don't think it was terrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't released in the States.
No, no.
We didn't get it. And you could have done a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So I didn't hit the story mode. What was the case that you picked and played a little bit of?
The guy who was like an explorer in South America.
Oh yeah, the guy who the host of like the nature documentary series, kind of the David Attenborough stand-in who falls ill after coming back from like Thailand or Malaysia or something like that.
And Dr. House just makes a bunch of old jokes at him.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about your diet, which I assume includes prunes. Like that guy, and he's like, you had to go out of your way to include that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, and also it might be relevant if it does.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I don't necessarily assume that because you're a doctor and
yeah,
those things, the foods have chemicals in them that can contribute to illnesses.
Yeah, they do.
I shouldn't be telling you this.
There are deficiencies. There are deficiencies and toxicities, right? Like, that actually is data. Like, why are you making jokes at me, sir?
Yeah, it really unnecessary. Also, there's nothing embarrassing about eating a prune.
Nope.
You know how good it feels to just shit on the regular?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. It's great whenever every shit isn't a surprise.
Yes. Yeah. Like if you can plan for that kind of thing.
Oh God. Yeah.
You got your day going.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I got to that far and then a paparazzi shows up.
Yeah.
And he tries to blow up the guy's spot by giving him another story about how he's like a sex cultist.
So
and he's like, what?
I shared this on Twitter just to say, hey, this game is out of pocket. He's like, okay, Mr. Let's see here. Hey, who cares if Henry Richter is a gay Taliban supporting, witchcraft endorsing meth addict? Not me. And then just this digitized photograph of an old man going, what?
Yeah. The digitized photos of House are pretty good as well. Yes.
Real good reaction gift stuff.
Yeah. I didn't get that far in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say. The other thing, when I was looking up stuff, I didn't find that much juice, but I did find a GameFAQs comment I really like.
Okay.
Here. And so this is on the message board on GameFAQs from Blade113355. Who says, I have mixed feelings about this game, and I find this paragraph really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched House since day one, parentheses, wanted ER, but better, and that's what I fucking got. Yeah! parentheses. And still love House. But now there's a game coming out. I don't know if I should be sad or happy. I mean, I hope this is like Phoenix Wright with Trauma Center mixed together, but I'm worried it won't be epic. Oh well, tracking for now. And then Signature says 99.9% of posters are slack-jawed monkeys.
Okay, cool.
I just find
this
very quaint.
It's very quaint.
I really like wanted ER but better, and that's why I fucking got. Yeah!
Woo!
All caps.
Greg House!
Are you ready for some ER but better?
Yeah. Just wearing a big foam finger that says lupus.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's very cute.
Yeah. So, you've got little quizzes where you can like you're guiding the conversation by picking like what's relevant in this, and then
you have to just basically go through everything. If you land on the first one,
it's fine.
You get it. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, you just go through all of them in order.
Yeah.
There's no resource or anything like that. It's in the adventure game mold of you get to choose how much of the book you read and what order you read it.
Yeah. Then you also get like the little you perform like a medical procedure kind of akin to those old Flash games like pregnant April O'Neil hysterectomy. Toe removal, kind of thing. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. And then they're like, when you're going and investigating, you got to do hidden object stuff. It's not like an awful lot of deduction that you have to do. It is just going through these little mini games as the story is revealed to you, including multiple times. Did you get to the, operating the centrifuge to like process, fluid samples?
No, I don't think I did the centrifuge mechanic.
Yeah.
In this. It's also behind the curtain as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had this queued up to record several times ago, and then stuff got in the way, so we're recording it now. So it's been a while since I played this, and I looked at a little video to refresh my memory, but I didn't play it again.
Yeah. the episode about the David Attenborough guy also has a B plot. Where just this very thin young girl, very thin young woman comes in and, you know, is complaining about, all these symptoms or whatever. And it's a bunch of anorexia jokes about her. And, you know, you think like, okay, she is in denial about being anorexic. But instead, she is pregnant, doesn't realize it, and has pica. So,
that'll do her.
I don't know why there's a B plot in this, except for this is just hewing very closely to the structure of the episodes.
Are they actually trotting out individual episodes? Or are these like exclusive to the DS game
House
content?
I don't know I don't know if these are adaptations of individual episodes or if it is video gamified content in the style of House MD.
Yeah. If it's the latter, I could see this being very valuable.
Yes.
To like a House Supervan.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of how like I haven't played it yet, but everyone's, you know, the Simpsons game on 360 or whatever had Simpsons writers from an era that I don't hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of want to play it as a Lost Simpsons episode or the Simpsons Ride.
Yeah.
I talked about before, which is like written by Simpsons people.
Oh, the
Simpsons joke is in it.
The Spider-Man ride replacement at Universal. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, there are jokes in the line and stuff like that that are written by Simpsons people.
Mm-hmm.
They're like rare Simpsons content. I imagine the House DS game is kind of like that for House
for real house heads.
Yeah. Yes. They're called Real Housewives. it's a specific one.
Yeah.
So I didn't, is there any, like, what other juice did you get to further juice in this?
I did the full episode. what it is. It's kind of interesting because there is a red herring about this. Like early on, you find tick bites on him. So you think maybe it's Lyme disease. It's not Lyme disease. Turns out it's some kind of like rare rodent virus that he got. So this very old host doesn't go out on expeditions anymore because of insurance for reasons. So he does everything on green screens. He got sick because he insisted on mowing his own lawn and mowed over a rabbit. And then the rabbit, the dead rabbit got him sick. So it's like a rare thing here.
I'm going to do Ludum Dare, like an itch.io game jam, where you have to make this game from the perspective of the rabbit. the doctor for the rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You find the rabbit all mangled up in the underside of a lawnmower.
What an old shitty rabbit. I bet you enjoy carrots. Dragged him.
You know? Could your front teeth be any bigger?
Yeah. I bet you'll enjoy breeding. I'm Dr. House, a rabbit.
Yeah. And because it's a DS game, you've got to like look under the mower and you can either like pull clumps out or you can blow into the microphone to clear the the grass off from it. Yeah.
I love the idea of House going out and doing this detective work. That's dangerous and stupid.
It's just minions. Like you're playing, the little miniature houses who follow him around.
Yeah, it's houses and hotels. Yeah. He plays the tiny homes that he sends out. Yeah. You had a medical thing recently that I wanted to ask you about that hasn't come up yet.
Yes.
That sounds really bleak. Like that sounds like I'm going to like blow up your spot in a big way. But this has been pre-cleared to talk about on network.
Right. Yes. I did. I had lasers. Yeah. I had lasers shot at my face, Gary.
Yeah. Tell me about laser face.
Yeah. So backstory, anybody who looks at me can know I have rosacea. Hereditary. I was self-conscious about it. Self-conscious about it because as a bigger person, you don't want to have somebody look, say, it's a big fat guy, red face. Look at his face getting red. Self-conscious about it. Went to a dermatologist, got the like outbreak under control or whatever. But rosacea, what it'll do is like cause this like buildup of blood vessels. That's what causes some of the redness. So if you want to have that dealt with, like the non-acne part of rosacea, you have to go and have those blood vessels lasered out. Is what it is, and that's what I.
You say lasered out. What does that mean?
Yeah. So,
like, do they destroy them?
Yeah, like
with lasers.
They obliterate the blood vessels with lasers.
So you did not need those blood vessels.
No, it is additional like surface level blood vessels that are like extraneous. So like what this is, and so I went. I was expecting it to be really bad because my mom underwent it and ended up. She said like it hurt like hell, and then for like a week afterward, her face was completely puffed up. I'm talking like not to make fun of a person's appearance, but like Amy Schumer now. There's plenty of other reasons to talk shit about Amy Schumer right now, but like just the really puffy face. So I was like, I might not react that bad. It might be worth it. So I'm gonna go and do it. So that was kind of the calculus on that was to go and get that done. So I show up It's a dermatologist. It's a traveling laser, Gary.
You have to say what that means as well.
Yeah. This dermatologist office, there is not a resident laser, or like an operator or technician who is there all the time. Resident laser. They go around to different dermatologist's office. So it's only there every 2 months. Okay.
So it's not like the laser from Resident Evil 3.
No.
It wasn't the Paracelsus sword or whatever.
Well, it was not.
Cleave thy face in twain.
It was not that. Okay. Instead, so you lay down on your back, and you either get goggles or you get like little lead eye shields, almost like the eye shields that you wear if you go tanning.
Do you mean like the little things they put on dead people? the coins they put on their eyes?
Yeah, kind of.
Because that's maybe what I'm imagining.
Yeah. Just tiny little domes that go over your eyes. Okay. Right? And then I felt simpatico with you. We both had similar experiences. I also got lubed up with ultrasound jelly. They use ultrasound. They use ultrasound jelly to kind of like increase conductivity, something or other.
On your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently it somehow helps. And the laser is like this big pen that they rub, they rub along your skin. So it's not ranged laser.
Okay.
But it still makes a bright enough light when it happens that the operators have to have goggles on. And even under these eye shields, I could kind of see the flash of it. Ooh. As it was going.
And could you feel it?
Oh God. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
how did it feel?
It didn't feel great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like hot?
So
like irritation, heat? Like I'm just very curious about this because I've never done it before.
No.
This is an educational episode of this show.
It is. Yeah. I'm not advertising for face lasers or anything. Okay. Picture the pain of having a rubber band snapped really hard against your skin.
Yes.
Okay. Take that same amount of feeling, make it very tiny, and make it so it happens at a frequency of about 3 times a second as this wand is rubbed over every inch of surface area on your face.
Do you know what that sounds a lot like?
What does it sound like?
Getting a tattoo.
Okay. Yeah.
Like if you ever get a tattoo, I'll be curious to see how the feelings compare because that's how I describe that a lot of the time.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I usually use it as pulling arm hairs because mm-hmm. you can do it right then. I don't always have a rubber band.
Yeah.
Handy.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a similar feeling.
Yeah. The frequency of it was a real problem for me. Like it wasn't too much pain. I didn't have to like make them stop or anything. There are more painful things you can do, you know, even in the skincare thing, like electrolysis is hell. Sure. I understand. Right. But it was the frequency because if it was a little bit faster and more consistent, I could like acclimate myself to it, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was just slow enough that every time it hit, it caused like an involuntary twitch in my leg.
Like a wince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what this laser is like, it's tuned to a particular color so that the radiation from it will only hit certain things in the skin. So it's like, this is a laser that will only hit like this particular kind of blood vessel. So it doesn't hurt every time wherever it's making contact. It's like when they're going, it'll fire when it is in an area of redness. So it'll be like, you know, going over my forehead and then snap, 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 and then nothing as it goes.
Okay.
So it's not like I sent you a picture of myself and I literally looked like the guys who looked into the reactor and did Chernobyl.
Yeah. it did look like your face had burned.
Yeah. So the places where it was burned, like that's where it was active. Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did that that last?
That lasted for about 20 minutes.
And then how long was it still like red and sore?
I got really lucky, actually. They gave me an ice pack and said, hey, maybe do another one of these when you get back. Like this puts a lot of heat into your face and you're going to have a worse time if you don't draw that heat out. So it was red and really irritated for about 2 days. Like when we were recording the next day, it was still kind of raw. It never swelled up an awful lot. I didn't feel good having anything up against my face, Like, so I didn't play any VR or anything like that. The bigger problem, Gary, is the itching. Because what this does is it kills a bunch of tissue inside your skin, right? Mm. And that needs to be like reabsorbed. So it kind of creates this weird like immune response as as your body's defenses go in and say like, okay, we're getting rid of this dead matter.
You've been damaged.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know, like a sunburn, I imagine, in some ways.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, like it's a burn. Mm-hmm. You've been.
I've been burned. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't swell.
Notice. Another house like that.
It didn't swell up or anything. I felt very grateful for that. It's still like a little bit bruised, but like, I don't know. It just, it looks like I got in a fight like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have not seen yet positive results. You don't know how effective the treatment was yet?
Not.
Because it's still bruised?
Not yet. So it'll be, they say it's like 2 weeks. The inflammation goes down usually, and I'll look. This is also something that you have to do a few times. Like, you do it until it's done. Mm. So in April, I'm probably going to go back and have this done again, because I started solving the problem, and it feels good to solve problems, even if I do have weird hangups about having vanity about it. Right.
You've already done the thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you finish it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, good for you. Mm-hmm. And also weird and kind of scary to have your blood vessels dissolved by a laser.
It's, if you think about it, it is something that you almost would not want to agree to, actually.
Yeah. Hey, that's true of almost every medical procedure.
Yeah.
I feel like doesn't sound like a thing
mm-hmm.
that you want to do.
No. Yeah. It's like,
you know,
just read the details of like knee surgery or for fuck's sake, C-sections, right?
Like, isn't, a long time ago, I had like a, I got a wound on the tip of my toe.
Uh-huh.
They got healed wrong and got kind of infected. And because I am diabetic,
mm-hmm.
like that's, you know, gotta cause for concern.
Yeah.
Gotta pay attention. So I went in, and this was very early in my career. As diabetic, I didn't really understand
mm-hmm.
anything, you know? So I went into the doctor because I thought like, oh, my toe's going to fall off.
Right.
Like I did not think that, I didn't understand how that risk worked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my, you know, I just had leprosy basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, they had to abrade it. Which is when you take a wounded area and wound it down until it's flat, basically.
Oh yeah. Ugh.
You know?
Ugh.
And it just doesn't, is like when she explained it, I was like, oh, that doesn't seem like the kind of thing I want to have happen or that you should do.
Do you do that with a like cheese grater? Like, are you planing it out? Like what
tool to use? And she's like, oh no, we use like an instrument and stuff, but the ergonomics of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could not see it. I was like leaning back and could not see what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's real weird.
See, that's hard because because my eyes were covered. I had no sense of where they were going next. So I was like following it along and also conceiving of it as like a game of
Quicks. Stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of it as a video game too. In my head, I was immediately like, I fly out to Ohio. I tap your doctor on the shoulder, slip like $50 in their pocket and give them a shh. And then I get to draw all over your face with this laser, take a bunch of pictures and everything, throw it on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, podcaster violates HIPAA rights of other podcasters.
Everyone involved goes to jail. Somehow me too.
Yeah. Just the AI voice. Everyone involved went to jail. The HIPAA rights have been violated.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Take a break, you know. It also makes you want a hitman level that takes place in like a clinic that has that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that'd be really great to take the place of the doctor doing that and mm-hmm. just like laser
laser them to death.
Yeah, like switch it to like the all spectrum.
Switch it to bone. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking like still one of my favorite all-time Dark Simpsons jokes. You're polishing bone. One of the scariest things that's ever happened on that show.
And the Shino Ballo.
Yeah, you're polishing bone. Like it's so scary.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Ouch.
You ever been in a place where like we got no idea what's wrong? You ever been in a Dr. House situation where it was like, oh yeah, the doctors are really doing their work to diagnose you?
You know, only kinda.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of things that have gotten that I have been largely diagnosed, but not 100%. And the doctors have said not a lot of things, but a share of things in my life. And they've been like, we're pretty sure it's this. It's almost likely, almost 1,000% this. There's a small chance it could be this, but in order to find that out, it's going to cost a lot of money and we don't recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I could be on one of those little journeys, but I refuse the call.
Yeah.
You know, I decided, no, maybe I don't need to know.
Yeah.
About that. I feel okay.
It's fine.
And just, you know, just kind of continued on keeping on.
Yeah.
You know,
and just, for now. I know nothing good is going on in that room, so we're just going to leave that door closed.
Yeah. It's, you know, the thing with my balls I talked about, they know what that is, but they don't really know what does it or when it'll go away or whatever.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like that, but it's a non... I'm not in pain, so it's not an emergency.
Right.
You know, like that's the secret of Dr. House, Rude, is that he's the trick is he's arguably doing something good with all these violations because he is stopping people from dying and being in pain.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's not the Hippocratic oath. he's doing something at least kind of good.
Yeah. Since you're unfamiliar with the secret of Dr. House, Rude.
Yes.
Are you aware of it being Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Okay.
I only because I looked it up.
Okay.
Yes. Only because I read the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
On it before we did this thing.
House Holmes, get it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's. I wish it was more canonical and more lore-like. He had like been reincarnated.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
As such, something. He also has similar problems. Like he's a drug addict too, right?
Yes. Yeah. He is he's a pill popper. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar to Sherlock Holmes, who loves his opium. You know, it's cocaine.
Oh, yeah. My house thing was when I lost control of my face and had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very
like,
scary.
Yeah. No, like, oh, yeah. No, your tongue is trying to escape your body because of a medicine. This is a medicine allergy you have, Compazine.
A lot of things are allergies like that.
Yeah.
You know, I went to, I told the story and I feel bad for giving it to Will instead of you, but I went to, just to dine on it for you, just to give you something to dine on in private.
Okay.
Google Raven's Manor, Portland. I went to this, for Liv's birthday with one of her friends, but one of her friends was going to come and had like broke out in crazy body hives.
Oh no.
Just to be nothing.
Yeah.
So it was like this weird, like a medicine decided to fight her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. No, they took me in, injected me with a ton of Benadryl, like into my butt cheek. And I slept it off. And then also they're like, hey, did you know you have pneumonia?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I have no way of knowing that. Raven's Manor. This is it's a goth bar. It's a gothic bar.
It's a goth bar restaurant. Look at the menu.
Okay.
For me.
Do they serve Bela Lugosi's bread?
it's basically, there's one description that is my favorite thing. Uh-huh. And for people who listen to, Everything to Guppy, I apologize.
Yeah. Sorry.
To hear this again, cause I think it's real funny. Uh-huh. But read the description. I want you to scroll down to Dying to Eat, and read the description for Graveyard Dip.
Dying to Eat. Let's see here. $16.50. Graveyard Dip, a necropolis of artichokes and cheese, served with tombstone crostinis. Gluten-free option available.
I just, a necropolis of artichokes and cheese has been bouncing around in my head like a pinball since I saw it. I can't get over it. It's just an acropolis. There's an episode of Adventure Time that's really good in like season 8, where Finn is sent to reform these little grifter kids.
Okay.
Real fun. And he takes them camping and he has to trick them into camping. But all they want to do is do scams.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, so here's what you do. You take the longest branch and you mislead it against the tree. And then you scam several smaller branches into leaning against it. And then you misdirect some leaves on top of it. And the kids are like, oh, yeah, we get a score going. You know? how he tricks them into camping.
It's the Akewood where they're trying to get Philippe to eat better. And they say, this isn't carrots juice. It's king's piss.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
An acropolis of artichokes and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go in and start fights in this place because they have a $75 cocktail called the Elder God. This deity is a giant soul-devouring subterranean creature who dwells in all the deep places in the world. It is Japanese Harmony whiskey infused with Oregon black truffles, a hint of Luxardo cherry and black walnut bitters. That sounds fucking vile.
It sounds like half of an old fashioned.
Yeah.
But for $75, I imagine you get like a punch bowl of this. Like, so the only way I can justify it is you get a punch bowl of whiskey.
You either get a punch bowl of whiskey or you get a blowjob.
Yeah, like you go in the back and Dr. Raven gives you his private reserve, which gets referred to many times in this.
Yeah.
There's a experience for this that Liv is going to do, so you'll be able to report.
Okay.
About it, which is the elixir experience where they take you in back and a mad scientist teach you how to make cocktails for another one of her friend's birthdays.
Okay.
But I couldn't go back here. I don't want to go back here because everything was sweeter than anything.
Yeah.
I had a that Simpsons where like, oh, Bart, it's your best checkup ever. 7 cavities. Mm-hmm. I'm making your favorite butterscotch chicken. It was like that. Like I had a burger that tasted like something in a dessert burger.
Okay.
And it was like the sweet, and each cocktail tasted like they had like a cup of sugar added to them.
Yeah.
Everything was like poisonously sweet. And I like sweet things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like they're bad for me, but I also have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Everything was way too sweet for me and inappropriately aimed.
Yeah. It's a little bit like when we went to that bar. It was like the place where we had the meetup in Milwaukee. That was like a nerd bar, and they were they had like a nerd like a plasmid themed cocktail, which was like it literally just tasted like blue hummingbird food.
Yes, it's very similar to that.
Yeah.
We got that show coming up. I got to find us a meetup place. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
If you like this show, what should they do, Cole?
They should go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There they can support this show and a whole bunch of other shows that we do and get a bunch of bonus content, 2 bonus episodes of this show per month voted on by you. Best quality. No, not that one. Sorry. Real Lich Hours, our show about Baldur's Gate 3, Bonfireside Chat, going to be coming back in the summer with, the Shadow of the Erdtree stuff that was just announced. Our Patreon's a happen in place.
Yeah. And, we do have that show, Best Quality Vacuum. It's just for everybody.
Oh yeah.
You should listen to it.
You should.
We're rounding the end of season 3 of Breaking Bad, which is a humdinger of a time.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff
mm-hmm.
on the network. As mentioned, first weekend in April, we're going to be in the Milwaukee Gaming Classic in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Watch social media for details. Our panel is on Saturday at noon, currently is the plan. And we'd love to see you.
We would. Join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, who edits edits these shows together. We really appreciate her. Yeah.
Yeah. Helps out in a lot of other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Just a boon.
Yes.
And until next time, what should they do, Cole?
Until next time, consider trying the Child Stew, $13. The meat for this hearty stew was harvested by Grilla herself, full of potatoes, carrots, and naughty beef. It is sure to warm you up. Get more with a bread bowl, $14.
Naughty beef makes me really mad. I also don't know who Grilla is. Grilla was not mentioned in the lore of this. Like, this needed to be medieval times, and it wasn't.
Yeah, no. What if David S. Pumpkins was a restaurant?
Garlic and bell peppers, fire roasted in the deepest depths of hell. Through the side of garlic bread.